Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can have you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
¿Por qué estás triste? Dime por qué. Veo en tus ojos pena y dolor. Que negras nubes te hacen sufrir. Siento llover en tu corazón. ¿Por qué tan lejos miras? ¿Por qué? ¿O algo presientes que sea fatal? No llores, vida, me harás llorar, y nuestro llanto nos ahogará. No llores, vida, me harás llorar, no llores, vida, me harás llorar. Que en la vida hay que luchar, y siendo pobres con una cruz. Pero tu amor, mi amor, vale más. Por eso pido, no sufras más. Si es por el hijo que estás así, sé que esa lágrima ya llegará. Y en sus ojos nos traerá una mirada llena de amor. Pero no llores, me harás llorar. Pero no llores, me harás llorar.
Right on, man. That was, mixing a bit of folk music and the music and a bit of punk rock and all the way from Latin America, man, you know. Right. As I was saying earlier on, you know, the situation going on right now in Latin America is pretty crucial. You know, the last week and the week before, for about 10 days, in fact, you know, rain wouldn't stop in the north of Chile. First of all, we got the fires in the south, in Patagonia, Tierra del Fuego. And then we get a disaster in the north. Then after that, there's another earthquake in Colombia. And then there's another, and so on. So Latin America now is being under threats by supposedly, inverted commas, you know, weather. All this thing about the harp, that they create storms, they create changes in the weather and all this stuff. I don't know, kind of like a bit of a doubt there, you know, and it seems hard to believe. But I wouldn't put it past the controllers of this world that are creating all these things, because you know you look at the pattern that these things are happening. Where are they happening? They happen in China. They happen in Chile right now. They happen in Peru as well. Some of it. Right, then Colombia, then Venezuela, and who are the first ones to volunteer to go and help, which they're not really helping, is Israelis and the United States. Right, the Israelis were allowed to go into Colombia, but there are reports, you know, that they weren't there to help anyone. They were there to take selfies, you know, next to the ruins, next to the victims, you know, of the catastrophe, pretend to the world, you know, that they do good, that they're good people. Meanwhile, they're still killing Palestinians back in Gaza. So how do you see that, you know? It's like I throw a stone, you know, and I break your window, and then I come over and offer to do your garden. You know, no, I think you better pay for my window. I can do the garden myself. You know, the Colombians can do the same thing. Colombians didn't allow the Mexicans volunteers to go into Mexico, into Colombia, because they were ordered not to allow them to go in Colombia to help. They were told, and that clown that they got in power right now is a narco. He's a proper narco. Why don't they investigate him? Now they're investigating Nicolas Maduro and his wife, and they haven't had no proof at all that this guy was a narco. Whether he was or not, but where's the proof? Tell us. Since you went into their country and kidnapped the president of a nation, you went there without permission, guys, you know, without permission. You violated every law on the planet by doing that. There's no solidarity, there's no sovereignty, there's nothing there, you know. Because you're a bunch of bullies, you know. That's what these guys are. You know, this is what they are. Because they only take advantage of countries, you know, that are defenseless. You know, they cannot defend themselves. So yeah, there we go. We go back to the situation that I was mentioning before about the fires in Chile, and then fires in Spain too. Fires in all the countries that are kind of like not agreeing with the genocide in Israel. Suffering the consequences somehow. So you start thinking about all these situations, you know, and you think to yourself, where are we standing here? What are we doing? You know? Now, the latest news that really shocked me was that this new prime minister, Andy, whatever his surname, Burnham, you know, he's putting the last nail on the coffin of Labour Party. You know, he's only going to send weapons to Ukraine to, instead of going there and talk about the solution of this situation, to stop this war. He's sending more, more and more weapons, more money, more of the taxpayers' money. The United States, the same thing. The United States is losing its popularity around the world for a long, long, long time. It's been losing it. And now it's starting to lose it from within. From within the country, people are starting to realize, you know, that most of their money is going to wars, to maintain wars, to support wars. When people are still sleeping on corridors in hospitals in the United States, people are still sleeping in tents, you know, in the streets in the United States. People are still injecting and looking around like zombies, you know, the whole country. In every city of that country, there's a tent city. There's a bunch of zombies there. I feel sorry for them because they haven't been taken care of. Society and the they say, oh no, we haven't got any money for this situation. But then they got money to send to Kiev, they send money to Israel, and they support all these wars, you know, wars that are wasting human resources, human beings, you know, human people are being massacred and annihilated, you know, because of the greed of these people. Don't these people realize? I mean, Donald Trump, for example, let me put you this way, you know, a bit cruel, but it is what it is, right? The guy hasn't got much to go. You know, I don't know if he's still there with us, but apparently he's still around. He opens his mouth occasionally. Every time he opens his mouth, there's always a threat. We're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. I am the best. You know, I talked to Roosevelt, you know, who, man, Roosevelt was dead before he guy was born. I don't know whether he was imagining it or Roosevelt was, or he was very, very young, you know, when Roosevelt was still around. I don't know. But this guy is talking nonsense, incoherence, you know, and people follow that. What does that tell you about a country that follows a clown, a comedian? The guy's laughing in their faces. And they still go, yeah, yeah, you know, because Trump is the best, Trump here, Trump there, you know. Biden was horrible. They're all horrible. No, don't get me wrong. But this guy is going too far. This guy is going too far. If he was John Kennedy, for example, he was just as bad. Even though people, oh, you're John Kennedy, the best. No. They're all bad. They wanted to look good to the world so they can have support and be reelected again and again and again and again and again and so on. But they were all doing, behind curtains, there was something really sinister going on. And this always was, yeah? So... And this guy's doing that. It's like he's telling everybody, oh, yeah, I stopped 9 wars, you know. I'm going to open the the channel, Hormuz, you know. That was open. Countries weren't at war. As soon as he took power, he started to create situations around the world, make countries fight each other, attack countries, invade countries. They're running short of money. So they thought, well, where can we get money from? Well, let's go to Venezuela. Let's say that guy Maduro is a narco. So he was a good excuse to go into Venezuela, take him out, and stay there. And install our own person there. And they're always installing clowns. Clowns, man. I'm really, really sorry, but I'm looking at it very, very straightforward. You know, when I see on Facebook, when I see on the news, when I see people like the Ukrainians, you know, on holiday in Spain, in Italy, in Portugal, sunbathing and having a great time, we'll party, you know. And then you go there, leader Zelensky going around the world asking for money for the war because people have been killed and people have been starving and people have no homes. You know, how do you balance that, you know? Are they helping each other or they're not? Obviously, they're not. Obviously, they're helping themselves. And as this help comes along, it's the people from the countries that has given help to this war that are suffering. Here in the UK, there's a lot of poverty, a lot of unemployment, there's a lot of homelessness. The health service is going through a really, really delicate situation right now. We haven't got enough money. We ain't got no money. But now this guy's sending money there and weapons. So what is going on? You see, the whole world is crazy. That's why we have become, I include myself too, because I occasionally feel very selfish. Me, and my family, me, you know, my close ones, you know, my family, you know. And then, I don't know. And then it hurts. You think, wow, why am I feeling like this? And then suddenly I wake up and try not to. And I succeed for a while. Then suddenly that feeling comes on again and again. But I'm struggling against that feeling of being selfish. I don't want to be selfish. I've never been selfish. I want to help people. You know, if I want to help people, that doesn't mean I'm a communist. You know, people say, oh, yeah, you're a socialist, you're a communist, you know, you're left wing, you know. Blah, blah. Listen, because I don't like to be exploited and I don't want people to be exploited either, that doesn't make me a communist. You know, I'm just a human being who cares for our rights to work, our rights to live in a home, our rights to survive, our rights for health, education, you know, and those things, you know, that are slacking right now. You know, they're not there. They're not there to fulfill what our needs are, you know? And that's what I'm fighting for. That's why I protest to obtain that. People will say, oh, yeah, but it's not even your country. So what? I've been here 50 years. It is my country right now. I was born in Chile, but I lived most of my life here, and I can see people, I can see my friends, I can see my compatriots, I can see everyone going through the situation, you know, and the situation is not getting any better, you know. And more leaders are getting to power, you know, the worse they are. You know, we had Tony Blair, for example, you know, he's got blood in his hands. That man was horrible. He started to... to kill the Labour Party. Then you got another period with all the guys, you know, who were doing the same thing, not to the Labour Party, but to the country. And what they do, like when they discredit the Labour Party, they discredit in the UK, because at the same time, you know, like, for example, the Labour Party would have a proper Labour Party. Yeah, they wouldn't be giving so much money to support wars that are unnecessary. They wouldn't give money to genocide in Palestine. They would be totally against that. And because it's that, and the media is being controlled by, you know who, the Zionist press, right? They're so powerful, but they can put somebody down, delete someone. And what's happening is that the attack on Jeremy Corbyn is incredible. You know, they're attacking him because he's anti-Semit. this is the thing that they have not explained. You see, that's why the whole world needs civic education and education in general. And you know what these capitalist people, imperialist people do when they get to power? They try to make cuts in education, right? And history books are the first ones to suffer. History teachers are the first ones to suffer. Because why do people, in general, wherever you go in the world, history teachers, they are classed, pointed at as leftists, right? Because they're telling you the truth. This is what it is. And what it is no, unfortunately, but fortunately, comes from the left wing, from the other side of the coin. You know, that's what the reality is. You know, Jesus Christ was supposed to be, well, if he was lived today, he would be a communist, right? A revolutionary communist for what his thoughts were. So there we go. You see, we've been controlled by the media. We've been controlled by all these things, you know, and that are against human beings, against humanity, against the world, you know. And we, what we have to do right now is like I, we get a chance to help each other, one another, you know. Let's do it. Let's do it, you know. You know the situation that happened in Murcia in Spain with 60,000 more or less Moroccans who actually came from Morocco, swam across to Spain and then they landed in Ceuta, right? Because that's really close to Morocco, right? Anyway, there were suspicions that this was all organized. And even I've been watching the news from Spain, and there's a reporter asking these guys themselves, because these guys in Morocco, they speak English, French, Spanish, Italian, their own language. You know, they go so many languages, you know, because that's how they survive, you know. The more languages you speak in a poor country, the more chances for you to survive, right? And not just in your country, in the world. So it helps to learn another two languages apart from the one that you know, right? So these people being interviewed, so how did you find the way to come here? You know, why did you come here? Oh, we were given the chance by the authorities in Morocco, and the Spanish also, they allowed us to come over here. So we were kind of like everybody on social media, they read that in Spain, they're giving you accommodation, jobs, money to survive, you know, so all these things that we don't have in our own country. So we're going to go there and obtain those things, you know. And the suspicion was that because Spain is anti-genocide, this was organized by the Zionist media. That's a suspicion. Now it's going to be proven pretty soon, hopefully, if it's true or not. Do you remember the tactics, you know, 1982, Mariel Harbor in Central America, in the Caribbean? When do you remember that movie Scarface, Tony Montana? Was based on a true story. 82,000 Cubans. some of them were, legally wanted to go to the United States, but the rest were all like released from prisons, criminals, and they were released from prison. They were let go to Miami, go to the United States. That's what you want. That's the American dream. Go there. Boom, 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 boom. And the same tactics. And the Americans, when those people arrived there, they didn't know what to do. They were living under bridges, you know, with camping situation. I look like a concentration camp, you know. And then they were working out whether these people had a criminal record, so they were originally, proper kind of escapees from so-called communists, you know, in Cuba and so on. Yeah. So the movie, when you watch the movie Scarface at the beginning, it says Mariel 1982. 82,000 Cubans, you know, that crossed the sea to get to Miami in the United States, you know. And that tactics, you know, when you want to overload a country with situation and problems because you don't like that country, they do that. This is what they did. And now the Moroccans may be aided or advised by the Zionist press and pressure, they did that. You see, it's I don't know, man. It's really, really a sad situation, you know. And I don't want to carry on with this too much, you know, because one thing I cannot talk much because I still haven't got my voice back. So what I want to do, I want to leave you with some really cool music right now by a group called Sabia Andina. Hey! Oh, sorry about that. Ay, ay, ay. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to... You know, when you're live on radio, stuff happens, man. And I got the wrong, I pressed the wrong thing. So here we go. Hopefully it is the right one.
¿Cómo quieren que no llore, palomita? Si en ella tuve un hijito varoncito. Cada vez que paso su puerta, palomita, se me acerca el angelito calantito. Y me dice casi llorando, palomita, quizás me muestra yo casi llorando, palomita, quizás me lo has traído pancito, papacito. Carajo, mamita, mahuacán, quichú. Al pasar por tu puerta, viví, se me acerca el angelito calantito y me dice, papacito, pansi, como no es de llorar, yo si es mi hijito. Al pasar por tu puerta, viví, se me acerca el angelito calanchito y me dice, papacito pansi, como no es de llorar yo si es mi hijito, como no es de llorar yo si es mi hijito, como no es de llorar yo si es mi hijito.
Thank you. E adesso che sono arrivato fin qui grazie ai miei sogni, che cosa me ne faccio della realtà? Adesso che non ho più le mie illusioni, che cosa me ne frega della verità? Adesso che ho capito come va il mondo, che cosa me ne faccio della sincerità?
Você vai ver. você vai ver. Você vai ver, bacana é se comunicar. A vida é curta, a gente tem que aproveitar. Você vai ver.
Thank you.
That was a Brazilian Love Affair by George Duke. I'm not going to play the whole track because it's quite long and I haven't got much time left. Next week, I promise you, I'll play the full track because it's a fantastic track. George Duke, it takes me back to my youth. Yeah, man. But before I go, I want you to get this message. You know, if you cannot understand it, it's called The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, but it's in Spanish. The Revolution Will Not Be Televised was, I think it was written by Gil Scott Heron, right? But this version is in Spanish, and it goes to all the Spanish-speaking listeners.
No podrás quedarte en casa, carnal. No vas a poder enchufar, sintonizar ni echarte para atrás. No podrás estar enganchado por la escuelita, ir por las chelas en los comerciales, porque la revolución no se televisará. La revolución no será patrocinada por Xerox en cuatro partes sin comerciales. La revolución no te mostrará fotos de Fox sonando una trompeta, lidiando una carga por parte de López Obrador. Ahumada, el niño verde, para escuchar discos de Molotov confiscado de un santuario de Tepito. La revolución no se televisará. La revolución no te mostrará casos de la vida real con Silvia Pinal y no estará protagonizado por Andrea de la Garreta, Kuno Becker, Adal Ramones y La Chilindrina. La revolución no te va a quitar el mal aliento, la revolución no te quitará el acné, la revolución no te va a hacer lucir con 5 kilos menos, porque la revolución no se televisará. No va a haber cortos de mobiliario sin Yurka en su nuevo petit Infonavit. El noticiario no va a poder predecir 48 horas antes quién de los candidatos va a ganar las elecciones. La revolución no se televisará. No va a haber cortos de policías abusando del poder. No va a haber cortos de diputados enseñando cómo el diablo les trajo al mundo. No va a haber fotos de un familiar tuyo muerto en la frontera porque su gobierno le falló. La revolución no se televisará. TV no va a ser tan relevante y nadie le va a importar si ya le tronaron el ejote a la protagónica de la novela de las 8, porque los mexicanos estarán en la calle buscando un mejor mañana. No va a haber cortos de chavos de la calle flameados de Resis ni de Marta Sagún de Fox sonándose la napia. La banda sonora no será compuesto por Memo Méndez Guión y cantado por Mijares, Estrella, Jair Cabán y Elefante. La revolución no regresará después de unos comerciales para apoyar el Teletón, ¿no? Como quitar esos manchas de la ropa. Y si tú también eres mexicano, no tendrás que preocuparte del tigre en tu tanque si chocaste el hilo del fuego del señor Adame. La revolución no se toma con Coca-Cola. La revolución no ayuda a eliminar gentes que causa mal aliento. La revolución sí te va a quitar la molestia y el malestar causado por parásitos. La revolución no se televisará.
mujeres que envenenan, no llores más. Las mujeres no se acaban, las mujeres no se acaban, las mujeres no se acaban, las mujeres no se acaban. Yo tenía una y se me fue, vino otra, qué placer. Solo nunca me quedé, porque hay mucha mujer, así es, señor.
Amigos, amigas, we're coming to the end of the show. I just want to thank you very much, you know. Gracias, Maridoli, por escuchar el programa. Espero que la próxima semana te comunique de vuelta. Y bueno, saludos a todos en Punta Arenas. Yes, my friends. That was my friend from Punta Arenas, our sister. Listening to the show all the way from the end of the earth, man. You know, that's the end. Before that, where she lives right now, you can jump over to the Antarctic. Wow. I'll tell you more about that next week. Okay, amigos, I'm going to leave you with a bit of Chilean reggae right now. And I want to ask you the same again as I do every week. Love one another and free Palestine.
El día y levanto los frutos que nos da la luz del sol. Autocultivo es la propuesta y camino para lograr real independencia. Yo planto, comienza el día y levanto los frutos que nos da la luz del sol. Autocultivo es la propuesta y camino para lograr real independencia. Que fumar la ganja de verdad no es un crimen. Soy perseguido sin explicación. Destruida mi puerta y destrozada mi huerta. Llevado a la cárcel sin razón. Solo 7 plantitas había en mi jardín. Expliqué al oficial en la guardia. Él se reía y me ponía las esposas mientras decía: muchacho, esto no es Jamaica. 4 días, 5 noches me pasé encarcelado sin entender tan grande injusticia. Rogué allá fuera a mi abogado mientras cantaba a la libertad de la que me habían despojado.
desafiante cadena y del infierno las penas y solo gastar mi tiempo viendo cómo de la tierra crece mi alimento. Solo me resta decir, cultiva tu mente y la tierra, cultiva tu mente y la tierra, cultiva tu mente y la tierra, cultiva tu mente y la tierra.
Yo planto porque yo quiero mucha inspiración, yo planto porque esa es mi misión. Yo fumo marihuana para combatir la depresión. Yo alzo mi bandera y grito globalización.
Yo planto, comienza el día y levanto los frutos que nos da la luz del sol. Autocultivo es la propuesta y camino para lograr real independencia. Yo planto, comienza el día y levanto los frutos que nos da la luz del sol. Autocultivo es la propuesta y camino para lograr real independencia.
Colonel Schengen, so me go round the road block and walk away from Gunseng. Yo kick it past the weed, come me no one waste my time. Oh, if me love me green stash, I'm committing a crime. Them nag when barras poop and put me face on prime time. I'm the top with minister, no me not gonna resign.
Cultiva esa ganja, flor sativa, sí señor. Cultiva libertad, pues es un bien superior. Haz que la vida en este mundo crezca. Agricultura rasta, planta perfecta, mi ser. Regue la matita cuando es de mañanita, como hacía el rey Salomón a la tierra. Diga una plegaria porque siempre es necesaria y a la Pachamama haga una ofrenda. Liberación radical es mi canción y que los jardines de Zion florezcan. Enriquecer al ser humano en su esencia para generar un nuevo estado de conciencia. En este mundo encadenado en que se vive, que cada quien sea al final quien decide. Liberación radical es mi canción, dejen que prendan inciensos en Zion. Hey. Liberación, alboros y en conexión. Y desde Chile con la vibra Quique Neira.
Yo planto, comienza el día y levanto los frutos que nos da la luz del sol.
Autocultivo es la propuesta y camino para lograr real independencia.
Yo planto,
comienza el día y levanto los frutos que nos da la luz del sol. Autocultivo es la propuesta y camino para lograr real independencia.
Si tan solo le prestaras atención a las leyes del más alto, encontrarías la tranquilidad que andas buscando. Si solo respetaras todos sus mandamientos, entonces sentirías la alegría que yo siento. Si Rasta es amor, un bendito sentimiento hacia el Padre Eterno que de arriba te está viendo. Si Rasta es seguir lo que ya te está diciendo, bendito regocijo al recibir conocimiento. Debemos ser ejemplo, debemos ser como aquel que que dio las profecías cumplimiento 100%, un ejemplo como el que les quiso hacer ver el real comportamiento. Pero hipócritas no oyeron lo que su majestad estaba diciendo y en el fuego terminaron ardiendo. Pero rata no es así.